Yep. You're gonna sign it? I'll declare the September council meeting open. No, a knowledge of country. Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land at which the meeting is held and pays its respective elders, both past and present, and extends the respect to other Aboriginal people who are present.
Just remind councillors and members of the public to turn off their mobile phone, please. And in addition to that, just remind councillors, staff and members of the public that the meetings are recorded and will be published at a later point on council's website. Apologies, Mr. Mayor.
I'll call for apologies. Any apologies?
So a late apology from councillor Shinton. And I'd just like to probably comment, just keep the team in their thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Apology from councillor Nuzzi.
A motion, Mr. Mayor, to accept those apologies and grant leave of absence.
Councillor Cable, councillor Brady. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Councillor, or against? No. There you go. Number one, do it.
Confirmation. Next item, Mr. Mayor, is confirmation minutes.
Mover, Councillor Cable, Councillor Clancy. Any comments on the minutes of the previous meeting?
I'll move on for it.
I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried.
Next, Mr. Mayor, is disclosure of interest.
Any non-pecuniary or pecuniary interest disclosures? Looks like nil. We'll go on to item number one, mayoral minutes, mayoral logbook activity. Mover. Councillor Cable, Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Unanimous. Item two, Councillor's monthly travel claims. Mover, Councillor Brady, Councillor Clancy. Any discussion on this item? I'll put the recommendation. Everybody in favour? Councillor Lewis, you in favour?
Yep.
Carried.
I report that as unanimous, Mr. Mayor.
Item number three, Central West Regional Weeds Meeting. Councillor Cable, Councillor Hill.
And I'd like to comment on that. Andrew noted in that report they found Hudson Pear down near the Coonabarabran Airport Terminal. And I saw it on the Coonabarabran web page and rang Andrew and told her I thought it was Hudson's pear, and she went out on Sunday to have a look at it and check it out, and found out it was and removed it. And I think the girl needs commending for that, because she acted above and beyond and did a very, very invasive, terrible plant to have coming into our local government area, and good on her for doing the job.
Firstly, we don't seem to see the minutes or an annual report or anything from the Weeds County Council.
Castlereagh Macquarie?
Castlereagh Macquarie.
Like, I can get the minutes from the meetings for the table and for anyone to have a look at.
And the second thing is a request for the blackberries maybe introduce biological control of the rust.
I think we've already got a bio out on it, but I'll find out for you if you like. Our next meeting is at Coonabarra.
Damn healthy down here at the bridge.
Well, we don't like jam.
And you can't spray it there because of its location, so.
Yep. Now I'll ask about a bio for blackberries.
I've got one question to you, Councillor Lewis. There's two patches out in the road near me somewhere. I've been told they're there, but nobody's come and told us where they are. The two owners have never been notified where these patches are.
Our next meeting is at Coonabarra, very close to it. I'm not sure on the exact date. I've got my laptop with me, but any council that's interested in these informations, more than welcome to come along.
Yeah, but they should send the people out to tell us, those two blokes, where they're at. So we know.
I know it's out at the three ways or five ways.
And it's out the road near me too. I've been told, but I can't
find it. I know all about it and find it because it's got to have a find in you.
I know. Any more?
Has there been traction working with the Inland Rail for control of weed spreading as they go through the area?
No, but it's coming up in this week.
That would have to be in there.
The next business paper.
Have to be in their plan of what they're going to do.
Might be in their plan, doesn't mean they're doing stuff.
Right.
Have you got any more comments on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour, say aye. Harry?
I'll record that as unanimous, Mr. Mayor.
And unanimous. Item 4, meeting of the Associations of Mining and Energy Related Council, held in Sydney. Mover, Councillor Cable. Second, Councillor Hill. Any discussion of this item? No discussion, I put the motion. Those in favour? Councillor Lewis, you're in favour? Yep. Unanimous? Number 5, the Inland Rail Conference held in Toowoomba. I'll move that one. Got a seconder? Councillor Doolan? Any comments on this article? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Councillor Brady? Carried. Unanimous. Minutes of the Traffic Advisory Committee meeting held on the 22nd of August. A mover? Councillor Hill, Councillor Glancy. Any comments on this item?
Mr. Mayor, I think the putting spaces on the Warrumbunga Way going through Minaway for the speed dump line is a very good idea, actually. 9 out of 10 people slow down, the ones that don't deserve to bust their suspensions. And why should the other 9 have to suffer running over bumps in the road?
If I may, Mr. Mayor, I'm not sure that the proposal at the moment is for speed, or rather that's blisters, so curb blisters, which might act as some sort of gateway warning to that dip. But the concept is still very much in progress. It's we're trying to finalise the concept so that it is as simple and as cheap as possible. So the costings haven't been determined. The council will be made aware of them before the works go ahead, if they go ahead.
Yeah, the value of the value, 350 mils box cutter across the two traffic lights here. You can do away with it. Maybe yeah. Open either side, like in the building, open products.
Putting a box culvert through Mr. Mayor into that dip has been looked at in the past, but the clearance would not be 350. The waterway depth might be more like 200, and that's a concern for blockage and whether it has the capacity.
Down the other way, you'd be to make it the opposite word, apex. The convex, make it wider so that the dip's not as pronounced.
Yeah. Again, with the traffic management facilities we're looking at, Mr. Mayor, is seen as perhaps a warning and much less expensive than a reconstruction of that dip.
It's been there.
I've been there for a long time. Carried. Unanimous. Item 7, minutes of the Kernan Bowman Swimming Pool Advisory Committee. Mover. Councillor Doolan. Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried. Unanimous. Minutes of Warren Bungle Aerodrome Advisory Committee meeting. I'll move that one. Second up. Councillor Clancy. I've got one to Kevin. Anything come back from Mark Dalton and the grant or not? The costing of sale.
So, Mr. Mayor, Council sought funding or a grant from federal member Mark Colton. He wrote back referring council to other departments within the federal government. So.
Okay.
What was the request by the RAAF again for the Cool Air Aerodrome?
Are they
They're making a lot of noise there today, going backwards and forwards, I can tell you. Bound for done too, anyway.
So, the RAAF out of Williamtown have sought a lifting of the order that, as they call it, that was placed on them back in 2015 for use by their Hercules, their C-130s. They wanting to now utilise space of a cooler aerodrome. They also talk about possibilities of touch and goes. I've sought further details from them. They couldn't give, they want to do activities, their operations at night time as well as daytime. So the order back in 2015 came about because of the adjoining property owners concerned about the noise and the impact that those operations were having on his cattle at the time, so I think for council to revisit it, we just need to firstly consult with the adjoining property owner. So that's where that's at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So they got to consult with the property owner?
No, we at this stage I thought it might be more appropriate if council writes to the property owner.
If they're doing night, if it's agreed to and they choose to do night ops, could there be some type of mechanism so the public's informed? Because in the past, when they were doing night ops, in particular spraying out the, you know, those bursts of
flares,
and some people thought there was a crash in progress if they didn't see it at the beginning. So there needs to be a bit of education of the public. Don't panic.
I think you'll take that on board.
Because I know they've been using Gill lately.
Yes.
For their place.
Mm. There's only jets going backwards and forwards today. The others are awfully noisy, isn't it?
Any more discussion on this item, anyone?
No.
Any more? I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Minutes of the Local Emergency Management Committee meeting held on the 19th of August. Mover. Councillor Hill, Councillor Brady. Any discussion on this item?
Just a typo there for tune from the first Coonabarra.
That's coming up shortly.
Doesn't he do that one, eh?
So.
Any more discussion? I'll put the motion up. Those in favour? Carried unanimous. Item number 10. Economic Development and Tourism Advisory Committee. Move Councillor Cable. Seconder. Councillor Brady. Any discussion on this item?
No, but I just would like to acknowledge the WeCare road trip last weekend and the 28,000 that was spent in the Shire over that 48 hours of visitation. And thank you.
Where's that? Which towns they go to?
Pinmere and Caulfield.
And Dunedoo and Edaway and Mandurah. They did a loop up and back.
Oh, that was the bus. Yeah.
The bus trip on the weekend.
Newcastle.
Any more discussion?
They actually commented on Dunedoo's hospitality, actually, because when they pulled up at the markets, all the kids ran up with juices or something.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
And the other thing, don't forget, Saturday night at 6 p.m. at the Canberra Olympic Centre, the photographic competition capturing cosmos is having its opening evening. Should have received an invitation, so.
I did, okay.
Come along.
Any more discussion on this item?
No.
I'll put the motion. Councillor Cable, you. Out of the cable, you voting? Unanimous. Minutes of the RANA Joint Organisation Teleconference Meeting. I'll move that one. Seconder. Councillor Clancy. Any discussion of that item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour?
Yeah.
Carried. Unanimous. Minutes of Plant Advisory Committee meeting, 5th of September. Remover. Councillor Clancy. Councillor Lewis. Any items? Any discussion on this item?
No.
I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Coonabomb Emergency Water Supply Project, August 2019. Mover, Councillor Clancy, Councillor Lewis. Any discussion this item?
One question I've got, since we've been depending on the bores for so long, and I think I've asked the question before, has there been any noticeable decline or decrease in the aquifer level since we've been drawing off on it?
We have noticed in two bores over the last couple of weeks that they didn't come back up to the level they used to be, which was bore number 4 and bore number 10. Bore number 4 being at Memo Street in town, and number 10 at Holmby Drive at Tama Road. So we have reduced the flow rate that we're drawing from those bores to keep them coming back up to level when the pump stops, which will, you know, when we run them all together, eventually reduce the yield. So I'm looking into exactly how much yield are we getting from all those bores before and after this. We noticed this drop in level, and we've also had the hydrogeologist on site last week to further the study that we're waiting on to make a recommendation as to our application for increased groundwater allocation. He determined that a pump test is not required for the old bores in town, which we initially thought. However, he's waiting for some more information from us on the data loggers that we put on the bores and the test holes, so he can assess that and then get back to us.
There's no danger of us. We've got a resident out there not far from home in the drive who reckons we're going to make his bore fail. But what he's concerned is, because we're drawing the water down these bores and then you go dry, there's no chance of that happening.
I can't comment on that. I'm not sure how deep his bore is in comparison to ours.
Yeah. Any of those bores pumping out when you've been pumping? They've been pumping out or not? The ones that go back, you never know coming up. Are they pumping out or not?
Do you think they're
dry? Out of those, yes, but we've reduced the flow rate, so the level is coming back up to what it used to come out to.
So the recharge is just taking a bit longer?
Well, the recharge is still the same, but we have reduced what we're drawing from it to enable that.
But we're drawing from 11 bores.
Yes.
The other 9 have all been recharging to the previous rate, or previous level, I should say.
Yeah, well, we're working quite reasonably. Any more discussion on this item?
I suppose coming into summertime, supply and demand, and then, are we sticking at our sort of current restrictions, increasing, decreasing? I just think it's stop off pretty quick, and I think people start using.
We don't have any intentions at this point in time to change the restrictions. Cornelia and I did have a discussion about that today. I do appreciate what you're saying about possible increased draw, but under the restrictions that we're at, there shouldn't be a huge increase. We are doing some monitoring of some high water consumers, and some letters were written earlier this year to, 17, Cornelia?
Yes.
17 residents earlier this year that we considered to have extremely high usage. We had some feedback from some of those that there had been some leaks, and we've drawn those things to their attention, or they were aware of leaks and they've now fixed them. We're now going in the process of reviewing the consumption again across the local, or across Coonabarra anyway, and we will be rewriting to some of those people, and we will be rewriting to others who have got the high consumption level. It's probably likely that we'll have a report possibly for the next council meeting looking at or talking about some of the actions that council may take in relation to some of those residents, and probably be looking for an endorsement from council to put in place restrictors if they are not able to reduce their consumption or come up with a reasonable reason why they have such a high consumption.
So those only done in Kernavarman?
That's the ones we're looking at this point in time, because that's where our problem is. The water supply at the other centres at this point in time, we're expecting to be adequate.
It's currently adequate, but we put a media release out to the community this week advising that restrictions may tighten with the weather warming and depending on what the supply looks like, which we'll have to monitor closely.
Councillor Cable.
Could we maybe do a bit of a media campaign on some water management ideas for people, such as using their grey water instead of letting it go down the sink?
So where do you go?
No, to put on your fault plans.
You've got to review the stupid draconian rules that we as a council have to implement. You're not allowed to use grey water, it's illegal. You're not allowed to drink rainwater, it's poisonous.
Oh, I understand that.
Oh, well, I'm still here.
When Brisbane was on restrictions, they were promoting showers, a bucket under you, and use that to water your plants, things like that.
That poisonous?
Poison?
Yeah, that's where you've got to start, is with the act itself. Because the act, automatic washing machines and 9 litre flush toilets, and there's so many places where we just waste water. Where we could be saving, but the Act says that's the way it's got to be done.
Could be as simple as the old...
No common sense is allowed, it's banned.
Tune. Yeah, I know, but it could be, you know, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Yeah.
That old saying, just a bit of education and awareness for some people that lack common sense.
People can reduce their water consumption by 75% very, very easily by simply changing the Act.
To answer that question, Councillor Campbell, there isn't an intention to improve that activity at this stage. However, in the media release we have prepared, we refer to our webpage where we have a page dedicated to water saving advice, which refers back to the safe watermark. And there's, it considers everything. It considers usage in the kitchen, the bathroom, usage for businesses, outside usage, rainwater tanks. So it looks, gives advice across a broad area. If you follow that link to the Safe Water Mark, they actually have something they call a blue house, where you can, it's like a, almost like a game. You can click through the rules of the house. They have different scenarios, and then you've got to click yes or no as to what to do. Like, should I scrape my dishes or should I rinse them off, and things like that. So I guess it's up to, at this stage, it's up to individuals to follow that through, but we're not actively pursuing this.
And I think that's what we need to do. These people will not click on links to go from our websites. But they won't go through, like, you know, links to follow it up. But if there was a fun game on Facebook or whatever else, and that people would actively.
See, I'm wondering, there was the issue of the little 4 minute hourglass for the shower.
Yeah. Then you tune on the webpage, the chest part of the time is over, you should have finished. Something like that, I think.
Yeah, those practical little things help also alert children.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Something else, when you mentioned Facebook, which is in preparation as an alliance project, they used to have TV advertisements previously, which we didn't take part in contribution-wise because I didn't think it was helpful. What they're developing now is low-resolution videos for Facebook. That has been contracted, and it's going to happen. When we get it, I'm not sure, it was supposed to come out in spring in preparation for summer. So that's part of it.
Any more discussion on this item?
And I suppose just one more thing. I suppose it's Coonabarabran's got so many motels. Like, you know, is there something council can provide, to these motels to put on the back of the bathroom doors or anything like that? Because travellers coming through from, you know, anywhere, Brisbane, Melbourne, whatever else, that they wouldn't know how dire our situation is. And so just a reminder for them.
And that was happening in Brisbane too, when their water was in dire straits.
We could drop off 30 flyers every motel or something, just so.
I think we did something last year that we provided flyers to them to each of the motels. I think when we were on level 6 and there was supposed to put them on the mirror or something when we saw it there, so it hasn't been picked up this year though.
Because in the Brisbane motels they just had a little cardboard stand, so standing thing that was just a reminder that there was a severe drought and water restrictions, please take care.
Yeah, I think I might contact the Safe Water Mart, and they do some like that. They do sell bulk packages of their shower timers or something like that for councils or whoever wants them. When they look into that, ask which packages they can offer. I think they may, from memory, did offer something like educational packages for kids or something like that, and have a look. Yeah.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Carried unanimous. Item 14, raising the wall of the Time Wall Dam feasibility study and safety upgrade. Mover. Councillor Hill. Seconder. The seconder. No seconder?
I can move an alternate motion if you like, Mr. Mayor.
What's that?
I can move an alternative motion if you like.
No, well, you've got to move this one first.
No, don't have to move this one. If there's no seconder, the court is lapsed.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Court.
Okay.
Lapsed.
The motion has lapsed.
I can move an alternative motion, Mr. Mayor, that we could, because it's such a weighty motion and we've, in the absence of the current Deputy Mayor and the former Mayor, that we leave this matter on the table until next month to discuss it further, because there's quite a lot of information that we had to digest in this one, and I thought we could discuss it tonight. But
very dry information.
So if I could move that alternative, seek a seconder.
I'll second Ambrose up on that one.
Any really discuss on this item?
Well, just a few things I was a bit concerned about. I know I'm very pleased with the water supply that the staff have been able to organise for us in very trying times, and all credit to you for organising that. But I was reading in the literature for this motion that we could provide a basic service for Coonabarabran with emergency bores, and I'm looking longer term that we want to have better than a basic service. I think the bores have been wonderful, but I think we're just looking there about the previous motion. We're talking about a couple of bores running dry, and then two items before that, the economic development, we're worried about the bores drying up. So I'm just thinking longer term, if we can not just dismiss this project out of hand just yet. My concerns reading the literature on it, we had the when we had the technical study done on this motion, on this project, it came in at $7.8 million, or $8 million or thereabouts. We've now added for this meeting another $7 million in ancillary stuff. We've got the possibility of a fish ladder and other stuff that, reading the reports there, it says they might be required, it doesn't say they are required, and I can't see where it's written how much they will cost. So I was just looking for a more detailed presentation about, will it cost $7 million to add all these other things on there, and
do we have to have them? And the other thing is the environmental give back. How much would we have to give back if the legislation is not changed?
The environmental flows.
Oh, well, that was mainly coming as a result of the updated year study that was done for Coonabarabran, and it was assumed at the time the required environmental releases that DPI Water has given us at the time, and the advice that I have received was our dam was built in the 60s, which at that time environmental considerations weren't as they were today. So should we decide to raise the wall, environmental restraints will be applied as if it would be at a wood end.
Exactly.
Which would be much stricter, which means we'll have considerably higher release requirements, which would then actually reduce our yield. That means we'll spend, $8 or $15 million or whatever to raise the wall, but we actually get less water out of it because we've got a release wall, and that was the main consideration for the
release. So Councillor Shinton did raise this before. If there's no environmental release now, can we seek permission not to do one if we raise the wall? Because it hasn't existed all this time. There's no environment there, so to speak of, that's been supported by environmental releases. So if this dam was to go ahead, it doesn't make economic sense. If we're going to lose what we're going to having to do environmental releases.
We need
to ask that question of the state, whether they'll waive that release. Or you buy 6,000 water tanks for the same amount of money.
So,
Councillor,
that's right. There might be other alternatives, and if you read the report that we were given, it's very clear that the state government doesn't want any more dams, and they don't want them bigger. So there's a bit of headwind about getting it done. But we did have that offer of, we can call it an offer, from the previous minister to help us with the funding. That might be available in the future. It might not. But I just think it has the potential, the security of the water past a basic supply is something that we should strive for all of our towns and Coonabarabran at this stage. And I just think if we could just have those details fleshed out a bit more about the costing of other things, and do we have to have the environmental flows and
the fish ladder.
How much is a fish ladder?
$7 million fish ladder. $7.9 million fish ladder.
Is it mandated that we have to have a fish ladder? If they can't run up the wall as it is, what's another 3 meters going to do?
Mr. Mayor, I concur with what Ambrose originally said. This matter should be held over until all the Coonabarabran councillors are present. But I disagree with this reporting as much as environmental flow for the Castlereagh River as such, when where the dam is on a very small tributary of Castlereagh River. You're not taking into account any of the other creeks that run into it further downstream to make it into a full-on river. So I think the environmental flow, as the department's request, and be reduced by a hell of a lot, taking into consideration the fact that the water flow in the river had been away. For instance, when there's a fresh in the creek, it's not all coming from up around the observatory, it's coming from a lot of different places, not just that one. That's my opinion, and I firmly believe it should be held over to Lillo and Peter Reed up there, say as well.
I'm worried about the catch, I doubt whether it could catch, because last time when we got all that rain in March, all the creeks that run out of the Warren Bungles up that way, they run big creeks, and they put the nearly so they should have filled that dam, but we caught no water up there.
That's right.
That's
so why on this fall do you have to run it into the river when all the other creeks are feeding it anyway?
Mr. Mayor, that's a valid point. I'm not saying that's not right.
Kevin and I argued on this one years ago about a hydrological survey. We weren't arguing on that particular subject, because I'm seeing it. It's unusual for us to argue.
Any more discussion this item?
No.
I'll put the motion. We hold it over to next meeting.
What are we voting on?
Hold it over to next meeting.
Yep.
Carried unanimously.
Item 15, Mr. Mayor, Mendoran Water Quality Incident Review.
Got a mover? Mover? That's Councillor Brady, Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this item? What page? Hmm? Oh. No discussion on it?
Just a New South Wales health plan. Why can't we just get that particular recommendation done if we're going to be taking it from the New South Wales government's plan? Why has that been delayed? That to me would have been an easy one to knock over.
That's what I thought. Yet there's actually no drinking water quality monitoring plan available on the New South Wales website. I have searched. And I have contacted health and they don't provide this. They provide something which is called a drinking water monitoring plan, which is different to what you're looking into. So we need to develop one from scratch. We were aware of this monitoring program, which is pretty much our verification plan, which is the weekly and monthly testing, which council has a procedure for and is doing. However, we do much more water testing than that, and they want what they say, particularly look at communication protocols, staff responsibilities, and things like that.
And yet they haven't got a pro forma available for local government?
Not that I'm aware of.
Left hand and the right hand not talking there.
I've asked the question and didn't receive the answer I wanted, so still got to do it.
Not surprised.
Anybody discuss this item? I'll put the motion. In favour. Yeah, Councillor Lewis, you voted?
Yeah, I voted.
Councillor Brady, you voted?
Yeah.
Yeah, unanimously. Item number 16, local government elections. Any discussion on this item? Councillor Cable?
Moving it.
You're moving it? Yeah. Councillor Hill? Any discussion?
I don't know why we have to use them, we used to run our own elections in the past.
It's been changed to the Local Government Act, now it requires an external party to run them. But like they run through the general manager, but either run by the Electoral Commission or we go out and identify another organisation that's capable of running them.
I'm strongly critical of the process. Last time we had to wait nearly a fortnight for the result and the election before that. It's ridiculous. People playing on the day and we wait 10 days to get an answer. That's, if that's the way they want to do it and charge $80,000, it's not good enough for me.
Any more discussion on this item? I've got one little one. We should not be voting in Goola, we should be voting in Mullaly. Because if people drive down the highway going through from Mindoran to go into Tamworth or somewhere, can pull up and vote.
Yeah. There'll be issues that we deal with as part of the election process, Mr. Mayor.
Do we get to choose where we want, or are they going to tell us where they're willing to
pay?
Council has the opportunity of indicating where it would like to have polling booths at. Mind you, if you're going to increase the number of polling booths, then you're increasing the cost, and vice versa, of course.
Any more discussion on this item? Put the motion. Councillor Lewis?
Against.
Hands up in favour? Councillor Lewis? Against. Item 17, Stronger Country Community Funding, round 3. Any discussion this item? Councillor Brady? And a second up. Councillor Hill? Any discussion this item?
Just the one there with Mullaly, we've still got subject to co-funding there. If they don't get any co-funding, they were indicating they might be able to carry out a level of something there without any help from Gunnedah, would they?
I won't get any help from Gunnedah, I can tell you that much.
So does that get wiped out? Because that's what we
decided. No, we don't. I reckon we should take 50,000 of yours and put to it.
No, well, we had a workshop on it, remember?
Yeah, but you've changed.
You've changed
your venue now.
We haven't changed the venue, we're up for the discussion.
Anyway, back to, yes, they indicated that they'd like some more, but a job could be done with 150,000 without anything from Gunda.
Is that right?
Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
Any more discussion?
Cross out the
Council Brady, where do you plan to put yours now?
So I've got nothing to do with it. I supported it along with Peter, but there was concerns raised with, and this is Nick was talking about the Coonbarra and Stop and Play. There was concerns raised because originally the two sites identified was Dalgarno Street, where the BMX track used to be, and Masters Park, and then. I thought about it, and then a few other people have actually said as well about, why don't we develop Nelson's Park, the eastern end, and that again, more bang for the buck, $300,000 at Nelson's Park, the facilities already there, toilets, watering from the river. The river again poses risk because a body of water, but there can be fences. I really think, as the council's point of view, I think Nelson's Park's a no-brainer. And we've looked here, it's going to be $25,000 in maintenance up at the Dalgarno street location, and we all know that we don't have $25,000 in our budget to maintain another park. And as a community member, I'd love a park on every corner, but reality is we're in Coonabarabran and we've got limited amount of funds, and I just think it could really enhance that area of the sporting complex, the park, and it's the middle of town.
You've already got four down over the bridge too. Four of these.
What is it?
Four. Play.
Oh, the equipment on the other side.
Mm.
Yeah, I just think it would really make, tourists, locals, and that, we would get more use out of it there. And I just think it would, we won't be able to maintain Dalgarno Street.
If we're able to contain that, it'll be a lot cheaper. No toilets, no.
And there is a toilet block on Dalgarno Street that needs demolition. We're talking about $300,000 for Mullally, for a toilet block.
No, only $200,000.
So I don't really like the idea of spending $200,000 on another toilet block to maintain, so I didn't really think that it's an overhead to go to Nelson's Park.
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, General Manager, so with that, as this council, we won't get to decide who gets what. I suppose we should oversubscribe the amounts. It's not a zero-sum game that we take and give and give and take. Would that be how?
My advice to council is to oversubscribe. You provide a choice then to the government as to what projects it wants to select. If you undersubscribe or they kick out a project, then you're potentially not going to get all the funding that's on offer.
Yes.
So
going in from other groups as well.
So from that point of view, from the point of view that you were expressing a moment ago, Councillor Doolan, if you felt that $150,000 was adequate, you can move an amendment and say the recommendation less the co-funding, as an example.
Yes, well, I think we have to give the co-funding. I don't think Gunnada Shires is enlightened as ours is, and we want to spend the lolly around the place. I think it's in Gunnada or it's nowhere. So I think we run a better show than they do. But with that in mind, I think a job could be done out there for 150, but 200 would be better. And if it's not up to this forum to decide whether it's 200 here and 350 somewhere else. If we make an amendment to make it 200, would that be acceptable? And then we toss it up to the state government and let them look at it.
We have to go.
Do you like to move it away? We delete the co-funding from Mullally and make it 200 instead of...
You're second of that motion? Councillor Cable? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Rich? Cardi, you against?
Yeah, I'm against it.
Everybody?
So it's a recommendation as written, except for in 1.5, that be changed to Mullally Sports Ground Amenities without co-funding, and $200,000 be the amount that be applied for. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Councillor Doolan?
That's right.
Yep.
The amount of rates they pay out there. Item number.
No. Put the amendment.
I'll put the amendment. Everybody, Cody, you're against?
Yeah.
Amendment becomes a motion. I'll put the amendment. Everybody in favour? Annalise, Cody, against it.
Yes. So, what's this one on?
The previous.
What I
moved
in the first place?
No. Now the amendment became the motion. The amendment was as written, except for 1.5, where we removed, or where council removed co-funding and increased the $150,000 to $200,000.
I didn't take anything off anybody.
No.
Unanimous.
And so that was unanimous, Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Item number 18, Council Resolution Report. Mover.
Recommendation.
Council Lewis, Council Cable. Any discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Fred? Right. Okay, carried.
I report that as unanimous, Mr. Mayor.
Unanimous. Item number 19, Rebate Report, December 2019.
Move the recommendation.
Seconder, Councillor Fancy. Any discussion?
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, in the report, we've still got the $60,000 for the trees in Charles Street and Cowper Street is in our rebate report there, in the attachment.
Yeah. That's the carryover from the previous year. We're now, we'll be looking in a moment at the carry forwards from last year to this year.
Right. You lost me.
The council had previously resolved to bring those monies forward.
Right.
So it's there being shown as that was a carry forward from 17-18 to 18-19. That's what we're dealing with there.
Right.
As said in the report, this is for the 18-19 financial period. We're currently finalising the financial statements, and then in the meantime, we're getting fairly close to finalisation. Item number 20 deals with the carry forwards coming in from last year to this year.
Any more discussion? I'll put the motion. Carried. Unanimous. Budget rebates and external internal financial restrictions. Item number 20.
Move the recommendation.
Move Councillor Lewis. Seconder. Councillor Cable. Any discussion this item?
I'm sorry I didn't have this written down to be more organised, Mr. Mayor, but I was thinking I was going to be not here today. I thought I was a hospital person today, but that was yesterday, so I didn't write my notes up as thorough as I usually do, but this is, if I look at the attachments there, this is where we're dealing with the amount for rates and charges that have come in. To Mr. Mayor, to Director Parker, is it? In our attachments for this, is it? The,
no.
Further on? Right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about there, Councillor, but this is the rebates.
Righto.
Okay. From 18-19 to 19-20.
I'm just jumping the gun then, am I? Hang on.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Delegation register. Item number 21. Mover. Mover. Councillor Brady, Councillor Lewis. Any discussion on this item?
We can't talk about it because it's operational.
No, it's not.
Well, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried. Unanimous. Rural Fire Service, State Emergency Service and Fire and Rescue, New South Wales Council Contribution Assessment Notice, item number 22. The mover, Councillor Cable, Councillor Hill. Any discussion this item?
Just sounds like some common sense prevailed, isn't it?
I'll put the motion. Those in favour?
Yes.
Carried unanimously. Item 23, draft excessive water use reduction allowance for breakage policy. I'll put the motion. Councillor Brady, Councillor Lewis. Any discussion this item?
Mr. Mayor, I can't see why as a council the meter reader goes onto a property and there's a huge increase in that usage of water, like Brian and Freddie can see when water usage is up a very large amount, that we don't notify the customer immediately and ask them what's going on, because sometimes it's 3 or 4 weeks between the time the meter's read and the customer becomes aware of the situation.
Because we brought in a flagging system years ago.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. From that point of view, the council staff do try and make owners aware when they observe those sort of things. Of course, you know, they don't monitor every single meter what they used last time to what they use this time. But where they do believe that there has been a water a breakage and there has been a significant increase in consumption, they do try and notify the owner. And just recently, we spoke with the staff about having some sort of standard letter to leave in their mailbox if they're not able to catch up with the owner at that particular point in time to alert them to a potential problem.
I realise that. I did raise the issue a year or two ago. We should have a database of people's mobile phones. We send them a text message. Is this day and age, that's all anyone ever looks at. Said, on your mobile phone, they don't look at the mail. Because, as I said, the trade that I work in, involved in this, and people say, oh, I just didn't know, we were using, so I didn't know it was broken, we never gave up the backyard, we never, all sorts of excuses you get, but there's generally a time lapse between the meter read and the time that the customer becomes aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saving ourselves money in the middle of the drought that we're in if we notify them as quick as we can that we're wasting water.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. And in favour, carried unanimous. Item 24, completion of annual financials. That's the 30th of June 2019. I can move up. Councillor Cable, Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this item?
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Doolan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to the Director. Just the, I did look at the notes there earlier on, but just the, maybe you could talk to the difference between the budgeted and the actual for the user fees and charges. What's the differences there? And then also the sales from the quarry seem to be down quite a bit. If there's a, something you can talk to there.
Just in regard to the fees and charges, one of the big reductions there was that the water sales obviously way down from the budget amount. So that was the most significant thing there from revenue. As regards to the quarry, we've got significant difference between sales for 2018-19 to 2017-18, and that was recognised as being true. But we're having a review. Director of Technical Services is looking into the detail to do with the expenses that we've incurred in that particular area, as well as concerns over the whether we have the actual inventory correct at the end of 2018, June 2018, because that has a bearing on how much cost we end up with in the 18-19 year.
There was also a reduction in the RMS charges that we're receiving as well. Mr. Mayor, if I could just comment on the water charges. I don't have the precise figures in front of me, but our water consumption from 17-18 to 18-19 was a reduction of about 110,000 kilolitres. So we had sales in the first year of about 720,000 kilolitres and sales in last year of about 610,000 kilolitres. So that's quite a significant reduction. Obviously from the drought. I've had a look at some of the communities, those that have been less affected by water restrictions, of course. Their consumption has remained fairly static, but Coonabarra, Brandarrona, so has had a significant reduction in consumption, so hence water sales down a fair bit. And on top of that, or just as a further example, I just lost my train of thought then. I've lost my train of thought there. My apologies.
There were two other in the complete version. There were two other items in the user charges and fees that were specifically mentioned that were over 100,000. One of them was the fact that we had got there was the 1 year suspension on the family daycare. So that normally comes in as user fees and charges, 222,000. And the other thing was some of the waste transfer income was down from the previous year. So overall, the contract works for the RMCC that the general manager mentioned was in the order of 1.5 million.
I regained my train of thought with the water. A couple of years ago, we had a peak of about 855,000 kilolitres in sales. So we've dropped nearly 250,000 kilolitres in the last two or three years in sales.
So going forward, how big your impact on our budget for maintenance?
Actually won't impact on your maintenance because you still need to do the maintenance. It's our ability to be able to pay for it. Yeah. It's going to be a problem for us, particularly if we don't come out of the drought pretty soon.
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, to the General Manager, any other just a general few statements about how we find ourselves at the end of the year?
Financially? At this point in time, there appears to have been an improvement in our financial position. That's not to say that we're in a good financial position. It's just saying that we're not as bad as what we're expecting. The financial deficit after capital is $4.4 million or thereabouts. It was $4.4 million last year, and this year we're just over $1 million deficit. So we've got some work still to go.
It's a big improvement.
Yeah.
Any more discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Unanimous. Carried. Item 25, investment and term deposits, month ending 30th of August. A mover, Councillor Cable. Seconder, Councillor Hill. Any discussion on this item? Motion, those in favour? Carried and unanimously. What's the next one? What page? 74. Item 26, Coonabarabran Town Beautification Advisory Committee. Councillor Lewis, seconder. Councillor Brady, any discussion of this item?
My thing is, so what is it saying? Six community representatives. When I held the meeting, there was 20 odd people that were. So I just don't know if six people, like, you know, it's a bit hard to manage a meeting with 20 people, but.
The thing with that, councillor, is of course there are going to be other representatives there as well, so you don't want it to be too large of a committee. There are two councillor representatives, that takes it to eight, and then of course you're going to have other people there who are non-voting, of course, so staff.
Not should you say form a group, a working group outside, and those six represent that working group. That's one way they can deal with it.
It's just a comment.
Any more discussion on this item?
Well, the only question I have is, like, we've got six community representatives. That would be six people who are entitled to vote. If anyone else has got an opinion, are they allowed to go along to those meetings? That is hard.
If they're invited by the committee.
So you've got to get an invite from the committee.
Is this just purely Coonabarabran, or are we really... What are you saying about people coming from other areas?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, that'd be good if nothing funny do be on the bloody
committee. I think we'll find if it's made out of them six people going in.
Yeah,
I think.
Any more discussion on this item? Put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 27, the Yarling Circle in Nelson Park, going around a mover. Councillor Brady, Councillor Lewis. Any comments on this item?
Are they going to put their half done over by the councillors?
Yes. Poorly worded. I flagged that with the gentleman.
Ambrose's Yarnon Centre,
it's Cody's.
Sorry, councillors, it's not donated because you're not receiving.
No.
You just haven't taken your increase.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's what, like in the issues, it says about Aboriginal people, it's not just Aboriginal people, it's for everyone. So I just don't want to, it's an inclusive space.
Anybody can go and sit there.
Yeah.
I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Yeah. Carried. Yeah, unanimously. Item 28, lease agreements for grazing purposes. Hoover, Councillor Hill, Councillor Brady. Any discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Carried unanimously.
I did have a question. It seems to be a bit of an anomaly in some of the other crown members that people still have leased the crown and they pay a lot of money for it, especially in the early days. Permissive occupancies, I think is the correct term. In the villages, we got two standards, one for this lot of land and another for the land that we manage, where people are paying a base rate of about $500 a year before it gets started for their permissive occupancies.
My understanding, Council, is permissive occupancies aren't handled by Council.
The land that the permissive occupancy on is managed by Council. I'm talking about the Millrex Village, the whole lot, where one person has a permissive occupancy over 90% of the village and claims to own it.
Any Crown land, like that's handled by Crown Lands Department, not by Council. So I haven't read this report, but I understand, Kevin, it's probably to do with the Crown land that's under Council's trust.
Yes.
Council's trust manager.
Well, who manages the Millrex playing fields and cricket ground and the hall and all that sort of thing, which one particular family has a permissive occupancy over, and the rest of the villages, for want of a better term, and I'm sure it's not quite peculiar just to Millrex, are told that you're a private property. And said, no, this is the cricket ground. I said, no, I've got a permissive occupancy. I'm like, get your stuff off your hands.
And a permissive occupancy is like a lease, is a lease?
I have a couple of permissive occupancies, I know how they work.
But hence,
just seems to be a double standard when I'll get asked by a member of the public, oh, how come they can rent part of Bolivar Recruit Street Cooler and not have to pay the fees?
Because
there's
lots of ground land.
Yeah, so what's a cricket ground that's not owned by, it's owned by the village itself, not by anyone else. And,
but what you're saying is under a permissive occupancy, which gives that person the entitlement to say they have the same rights as an owner.
Yeah, well, it's not fair if it's part of the village.
It's not council land. We don't have any control over it if it's a PO.
Well, who looks after the cricket grounds in the little villages?
If it's under a PO,
and the sports grounds. And
if it's under a PO, it'll be through Crown.
It's not our trust.
It shouldn't be. Obviously, I can see them in that.
We moved that one, didn't we?
Yeah. Item number 29, Mr. Mayor.
On Coonabarabran Administration Building Roof Replacement.
Just a short note here, councillors. It's actually two recommendations. Somehow in the printing process or finalisation process, two got split into two and three. It should read as. Yeah. It should be one and two.
So number two should say does not continue with the tender process for Coonabarabran Administration Building Roof Project due to extenuating circumstances.
You got a mover?
Hang on.
Mover. Councillor Doolan, seconder. Councillor Brady. Any comment on this? Councillor Doolan.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to the General Manager, if we couldn't get anyone to give us a tender, why are we going to get anyone to give us a quote?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, when we approached some of the building firms that had actually downloaded the tender documents, they said they wouldn't put their effort into doing a tender, but if they were invited to quote, they would. Because there's a lot of work goes into preparing a tender to respond to a call for a tender, so for a builder to put that together takes a lot of work and effort. And most of them
are
not successful,
so
they
wanted
probably a bit more solid grounding before they
put
pen
to
paper.
Yeah,
that sounds
better. Now, there's quite a few building improvements around the Coonabarabran area, so just get in touch with them and ask them. It's the best way, I think. Any more discussion this item? I'll put the motion. Carried unanimously. Yes. Item 30, Dunedoo Visitors Information Centre.
Could I, through you, Mr. Mayor, could I ask that this be brought back to council probably
Councillor Brady.
Okay, so
Mr. Mayor, I think she's moving that to be deferred until November council meeting.
Yes, I really would prefer this to be deferred to a November council meeting.
Everybody in favour?
Be happy to, for any reason?
Yeah,
why? Well, because most of the to-ing and fro-ing has been done by emails, and we haven't had, what's in front of me now, or a letter explaining what's going on at the from here. The idea needs to be discussed with the development group, and we'll be doing that at our next meeting, which is the second Tuesday, I think, in October, which is also our AGM.
You want to move it, amendment, or leave it till
till November council meeting, till we've had a proper discussion at our development group meeting in October.
Motion, that is okay. You want to move it, Councillor Hill?
Yes.
Councillor Lewis, a seconder. Any discussion on this item? I'll put the motion. Those in favour, carried unanimously. Item 31, development applications. Move Councillor Brady, Councillor Cable. Any comments on this article? I'll put the motion. Those in favour, carried unanimously. Notice 33, extra hours at council approval. 32. Notice of motion. Council owned halls. A mover. Councillor Hill. Councillor Lewis. Not Councillor Cable, I mean Councillor Hill.
All right.
Any discussion this item?
No, sounds logical.
I'll put the motion. Note in favour. Carried unanimously. Item 33, notice of motion, extra hours at council pools. A mover, Councillor Brady, Councillor Hill. Any comment on this article?
So, pretty straightforward. We've heard from the schools, I suppose. I did also contact a couple of schools. Everyone's got the same concerns. I really think that let the ball drop, and to do this, our communities don't have much to do, and I don't think we're supporting if we don't look at this and support them in their aqua sports and that, I don't think we're doing our job.
Councillor Cable.
Do we have a full complement of lifeguards at this point for summer?
Mr. Mayor, we sought 12 positions, and we have filled those positions. They are casual, and not all of those people who have indicated their intention to be a lifeguard can work sort of 5 days a week or on a fixed roster, unfortunately. But having said that, with 12, we think we can work a roster around the advertised timetable.
So we would have to change the timetable if we supply them while schools are there?
No, I'm not suggesting that through Mr. Mayor. I'm suggesting that it might stretch the resources that, the casual employees that we have engaged, it might stretch, but I'm not sure how that, when we look at all the, the school usage of the pools, so it hasn't we would probably, yes, thinking about it, just thinking about it off the top of my head, there's quite a, schools use the pools quite a bit, and so yeah, there would be a need to look at how we're going to mean that.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I thought that person who spoke this evening, and I also thought there were letters to the Shire asking for lifeguards to be there, not just when it's sports days and carnivals, asking for somebody to be there when the schools are attending the pool.
That's what we're talking about.
Is that what we've gone through? All right.
Which then means with only 12 casuals, it's going to be hard to do the advertised pool hours plus school hours.
Yep.
So it will have to be reviewed, the pool hours.
Mm.
For the budget.
Mr. Mayor, yeah, well, I'll speak tonight.
So this is where your trees come in.
Big pardon?
This is where your trees come in.
Yeah, yeah, well, our speaker tonight was familiar with the council policies, but probably less so with the education department one, so I just had a bit of a look at the websites there, and it said, this is from the Education Department, newsouthwales.gov.au. Teachers must comply with minimum staff to student ratios and specific sport and physical activity guidelines. In certain circumstances, the number of teachers will need to be higher than in stated ratio because of age, dynamics of the relationship in the group, combined experience of the staff, nature of the area in which activity is conducted, and the extended nature of the activity. Any activity involving swimming or water activities is to be accompanied by a member of staff who possesses current training in cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR. Doesn't mention the lifeguard.
Does it mention the ratios?
It says it should not exceed 1 to 30. And then I think if I look down here before, I think they go from 1 to 20 to 1 to 14 somewhere I've read, but should not exceed 1 to 40. And then it says, if I just flick on here, lifeguards pools can only be used for supervision and counted in supervision ratios if they do not have general lifeguard duties at the venue and their sole responsibility is to the students of the program. So in the past, if we had our lifeguards there going about their Shire business, the schools couldn't have counted them in what they were doing. So then I went on to the Catholic one. I couldn't find anything for Bathurst, so I got Wollongong. And it just says, excursions with water activities, 9.1. Parents must be advised in writing about any planned activities. Consent from parents. Parents should indicate whether their child is a strong, average, below average swimmer. Medical requirements. Anyway, it just says, for water or near water activities, at least one adult staff member must have current qualifications in CPR. So we can decide how we want to do it, but there's nothing in the Catholic system or the public system that says there has to be a lifeguard. It just says there has to be a teacher with CPR.
Well, I don't think there's teachers with CPR down my part of the world.
Well, they should. Most teachers have to do first aid.
Yeah, everyone,
that's the state of play, that they don't have to have one, whether, you know, whether we want to change that or not, but in the past, if they were relying upon the lifeguards that we have had there going about their business, you know, mowing the lawn and treating the pool water, they shouldn't probably have been doing that. And I did think, you know, we can change it if you want to, but I did think our idea was that we provide, you know, the teachers don't supervise the kids. Once 3:30 comes, the kids are on their own, they don't supervise them at the school. And I thought our idea in changing that was we'd be able to provide supervision at the pool in the smaller towns at 3:30. That was one of the things at the community consultation meeting here at Binaway. They were saying that we had lifeguards at the pool at 2 o'clock, which wasn't much good. Comes 3:30 or 4 o'clock, they went home, and then the kids were on their own.
And the pool was shut.
So the kids went down the river.
Yeah.
So, but anyway,
That's people have got strong views on it.
I highlight what Jim Thurfield said. We're charging more money for entry, we're charging more money for, you know, season tickets and that, and we're providing less service. What is there in our towns for the kids to do?
But we're providing more service after school hours, which was lacking before in the previous timetables. That's why it was changed.
I believe we should give free entry to schools, and the school pays a lifeguard.
The schools, at the moment, through Mr. Mayor, the council receives the income from the schools. It's pretty much an honesty system. This teacher collects the entry fee.
Sorry, Mr. Ed, would you know how much that would be over?
No, I don't know how much income we receive from the schools, if that's the question.
Some of the kids are season ticket holders, especially up here with 100 odd kids in the swimming club.
And just to suppose another comment, we've got 100 kids there at the pool. In after hours period, we've got only 12, so we've got a higher ratio of kids, even though there is teachers there, using our facility, we're not providing that lifeguard.
Councillor Doolan, weren't you going to suggest the tree?
Oh, look, I'm...
Money be moved to the pool?
Well, that's what I did. I was under pressure from the general manager to find money and somewhere else. Well, just abandoned it. Sorry.
No, I just got
$30,000. I know that we're not spending in the middle of these streets. Surely we can, buy the time and get over this season and then really clean the next season.